This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Apologies for the satellite delay. Why it took Tim so long to say his name.
Was there a delay?
I think there was a delay. I mean, if there wasn't, I'll put in a delay now. Not
to
now.
To make me look like a fool?
Yeah, to make you look like a out-of-touch satellite-having fool.
Who's talking like that?
Yeah.
I'm alone in a room, but I hear voices. Is this my grandson?
Well, Tim, that's very appropriate because that's the topic this week, video conferencing etiquette. However, that's not what I'd like to talk about at first, Tim. What I'd like to talk about at first is some breaking news out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Rio. I just call it Rio.
Big UFO crash happened yesterday.
A crash?
Yeah. A bunch of videos online of this UFO.
Is this on the Joe Rogan?
No, it wasn't.
Tim, YouTube channel that you saw?
My own independent research.
Okay.
On the alien subreddit. A lot of sightings.
I love that. Do your research. And then it's always just like reddit.com/QAnon says.
It's not QAnon, Tim. It's aliens. But just
how long until those merge, though? Have they merged? Are we not supposed to talk about this?
Yeah, I don't know if it will attract the wrong kind of attention. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about any QAnon theories that include aliens.
Well,
apparently that's just a bridge too far for them.
Yeah, come on, be reasonable.
I haven't heard any updates from the QAnon people that said the virus was a hoax, so they could quarantine people while they round up all of the, child molesters.
Yeah, well, we're still quarantined.
Well,
these people are slippery, Tom.
I haven't heard any updates either about when they said John McCain was wearing an ankle monitor because he had been arrested.
He's wearing an ankle monitor in heaven now, Tom.
Yeah,
wait, so there's a UFO crash, and let's move past this.
There's just a lot of video footage of UFO over Rio, and then it crashing, and then like videos of like a ton of like government helicopters and stuff. Like, I mean, it's a UFO in the purest sense of the term, an unidentified flying object. I'm not saying it's aliens.
Could it have been just a plane?
It could have been, I don't think a plane, but it could have been like, you know, an experimental top secret government drone or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a real weird looking thing that crashes. And they sure seem like they wanted to cover it up.
Who took the video?
Just, you know, regular
Brazilian
people.
Guy.
Yeah, regular Brazilian guys, Brazilian gals. You know, they whipped out their hey, everybody's got a camera in their pocket nowadays. And they took all these videos, put them online. A lot of them are getting deleted, Tim, by you know who.
Who?
I don't know. Maybe the aliens? I'm not clear on that. No, Tim, the government. The government that doesn't want us to know the truth. Although
the Brazilian government?
Yeah, although now the government's come out and said, like, yeah, UFOs are a thing sometimes.
Our government? You're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, man. Look, I'm not well versed on this. Mm-hmm. What is a UFO?
An unidentified flying object. Now, there's also USOs, which are unidentified submerged objects. Those are in the water.
That scares me more than a UFO.
I mean, there's a lot of people that say like that's way more prevalent, that, you know, people see weird shit, you know, flying around the ocean.
People are saying that USOs are pretty prevalent.
Well, that's where the UFOs go to hide. The UFOs become USOs when people get too curious.
Is this all you had to talk about?
All I had to talk about, Tim, this changes everything we know.
How so?
If aliens are extra dimensional beings are visiting our planet and seeing what's going on, that's, you know, that's not in the, I didn't learn about that in school. Did you? But they'll be putting it in the new textbooks. Guaranteed.
Apparently not.
Words.
I don't know. They've deleted these Brazilian videos.
That's true. Well, hopefully these Brazilians have saved them on their phone. Hopefully they didn't put them online and then go, well, that's online forever. Time to, you know, clear up some space on my phone.
All right. If you had to. OK, so you saw this video.
I saw a bunch of videos. Yeah.
You saw numerous videos of a UFO crashing and then government helicopters coming in to cover it up. What do you think happens next? Like, what do you think is going on there that the government doesn't want you to know? The Brazilian government does not want getting out.
Well, I think probably the U.S. government's already like strong-armed its way in there and been like, we'll take it from here.
Why do you say that?
Because they're the ones, they've got the most information about all this stuff, about all the UFO technology and whatnot.
Your US-centric view is, I don't think, accurate, right?
You don't think the US government, if there were all these like UFO videos, that they wouldn't be like, yeah, we'll take it from here. You know, it's like when the FBI comes in and, you know, tells the local police department, like, we got it from here.
Yeah, but another sovereign nation, Tom. We don't have any jurisdiction to go. Why do you assume that we have all the? This is a very problematic view that you have of the United States.
I'm not saying the United States should be doing it, Tim. But I'm saying that that's probably what happened.
So what are they covering up?
Maybe something crashed and they've recovered. I mean, something did crash. That's proven. And they're recovering the technology. There is a video that purports to show the crashed craft, but it is a suspect video. I will not put my seal of approval on that video.
Now, what makes that suspect as opposed to the other videos that you watched?
Because it's kind of just like a too good video.
What is your criteria evaluating these videos?
If there are multiple videos and they're all showing the same thing.
Okay. I don't care.
Well, you're going to care when they show up at your front door, I'll tell you that much.
Who?
You know who, Tim. How was your week? How are you doing
great,
this
I'm
week?
Thriving. I'm doing better than I've ever been doing in my whole life. Feeling great.
Well, that's disrespectful to everybody else who's not thriving.
Sorry, y'all. I'm thriving. I'm doing wonderful.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Tim. I've been having trouble sleeping.
Why?
Because everything.
Too scared from the aliens?
I mean, a little bit, because I also watched this thing about like how you can summon aliens, and it's like,
you get spooked?
I don't want to accidentally summon an alien.
Do you get spooked by aliens legitimately?
Like
in your adult life, has anxiety, is alien induced anxiety caused you any lack of sleep?
A little bit, I will say. Just because I was watching this other thing the other night and it was late, and then I was thinking like, well, you know, what if the aliens are like, oh, this guy's watching a documentary about us. Let's give him a thrill, go down and meet him, shake his hand, sign some autographs. He'd really get a kick out of that.
And so you think the aliens have access to your video streams?
Yeah, of course they have access to my video streams, Tim. They can also teleport into my closet and open up my closet while I'm, you know, falling asleep and scare the hell out of me. That's my worry. Oh, God, I don't want that to happen. If they're listening to this stream, guys, please don't surprise me like that. Surprise me during the day in a nice open field with like other people around. Not at night while I'm alone in my bed by hiding in my closet and coming out as I'm falling asleep and paralyzing me.
Surprise me anytime. Come anytime, you cowards. If these freaking no good cowards.
Tim, you just think anybody who's been to space is a coward.
No, I think our astronauts aliens, might astronauts. Not be. No, I don't think astronauts are as brave as we say they are. Well, they're pretty brave. I just don't think they're as smart as we say they are.
Jesus Christ. Every astronaut is 10 times smarter than you.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people are smarter than me. That doesn't mean they're geniuses.
I think it does. I'll go on record. Look, I don't want astronauts showing up in my closet.
I'm more afraid of astronauts than I am of aliens. An astronaut will punch you in the face. I've seen video of it.
Yeah, if you tell them that, you know, they didn't go to the moon, that makes sense. If I went all the way to the goddamn moon and some idiot was like, you didn't go to the moon, I'd sock him one. For anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, Neil, was it Buzz Aldrin? I thought it was Neil Armstrong. Yeah, you're right. It was Buzz Aldrin. Some conspiracy theorist went up to him and was like, you didn't go to the moon, and he socked him, even as an old man.
You know what? I disagree with Buzz on that one.
What? Socking a guy?
Just like, yeah, you went to the moon. Who cares? Who cares what some idiot says? You're so proud of going to the moon. You're so proud of sitting in a chair while a bunch of scientists did all the work and you sat there and then went to the moon for 10 minutes and then sat in a chair again.
It wasn't 10 minutes. And also, think about you're coming out of like an Applebee's with your family and somebody just runs up and sticks a microphone in your face. It's like, you didn't go to the moon, admit it. Even if somebody did that to me and I haven't been to the moon, I'd punch them.
If somebody came up to me and was like, you never did a podcast called The Complete Guide to Everything, I'd be like, okay, I did, but I don't care. I don't care if you know. And what we do, Tom, what we do here every week, way harder than what any astronaut has ever done. And braver, too.
Tim, this week we're talking about video conferencing etiquette. It's become a hot topic, as it were, because that's how everybody's, you know, talking to each other nowadays. Do you feel like, I'm dating myself. I'm not dating myself. That would be wrong.
An affront to God.
Yep. But do you feel like we grew up, the idea of like a video conferencing was like this crazy, far-fetched, futuristic idea. And then one day it was just like, oh, that's a very easy thing to do. And everybody can do it all the time.
And it's boring. And everybody's like, oh, this is so mundane and it sucks and I hate it.
Yeah. And like nobody really wants to do it. I mean, sometimes you do, but in a lot of situations, especially nowadays, a lot of people are doing it for work. It's like, like it makes me wonder if like one day, you know, teleportation is going to become real. It's like, oh, I can't believe I have to teleport to you know, to Russia today. And meanwhile, somebody like old Jules Verne would be like, well, that's beyond anything I could have even imagined. And you're often looking at,
yeah, you're often looking at any modern situation through Jules Verne's eyes, thinking, yeah. what would Jules think? WWJT.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, it went so quickly. I feel like we didn't, you know what? I think it was because when it started out, it sucked so bad that it took a while for it to gradually get better. So there was never that moment of like, holy cow, look at this. This works. because the first time anybody like our age did it, it's like, oh, I think that's Tim, right? That blob of pixels. Oh, neat.
Yeah, I remember one year for Christmas, I got a little webcam, and it was probably like 1998.
Okay.
And it was black and white, and it looked like the picture was being printed on a dot matrix printer.
Yeah.
Which is weird. It's like, oh, yeah, webcams went through a weird dot matrix. But it was difficult. And none of my friends really had them, and you couldn't really... the internet wasn't fast enough to really...
Right. Yeah, nobody had... It was still like dial-up.
But it was cool. It was cool as hell, and I was glad I had it. It was a little orb.
Yeah, I think I remember specifically the type you're thinking of that you're talking about. I think I might have had one of them, too.
Thinking of, I had it, Tom.
Oh, well, that you're thinking of having.
I was webcasting before it was even a thing. Step aside, Joe Rogan.
Do you remember there was, what was her name? Like Jen or Jenny, it was like the first like live streamer. She like streamed everything like 24/7. It was like a big deal at the time. And
I
every once in a while she would
Justin,
you know,
TV.
Yeah. Well, Justin TV is now Twitch TV.
Right. But it was better than the Jen was first.
Yeah, I feel like that was her name. And she was just live streaming all the time. And it was like, yeah, sometimes, you know, she would get naked, not like get naked. It was like she would, you know, have to change her clothes or something. And I think that was the main reason why people were watching. It's like I could watch this stream of just somebody eating dinner for hours and going about their day. And
some
maybe...
people pay good money for that.
Yeah, it's true. And back then it was free. You just had to devote, you know, 24 hours a day to that small chance that you might see a very pixelated picture of a topless woman.
I just searched for first live streamer, Jenny, and it's all porno. It's wall-to-wall pornography, these results.
Oh, well. Yeah, but all of a sudden, it's everywhere. And look, some people aren't very good at etiquette on these things. I went to a website that I now forget where it was. Hold on, I'll find the link. It was owllabs.com. They have a list of 10 tips for a successful video conference. And I'd like
now,
to go
these
through
are for,
them.
These are tips for people?
Yeah, they're tips. Who would they be tips for?
It's from Owl Labs. I thought maybe this might have been a website for owls.
No, it's a lab where they study owls. They presumably dissect owls.
To find out about how to live stream correctly?
No, I think it's that they're video conferencing, and it's like, well, sometimes when we're dissecting an owl... You know, the camera's not on the owl, the camera's on the person, and it's like, well, the person on the other end, they want to see the owl.
Yeah. And, you know, they might sometimes live stream the owls when they're awake. They need to live stream them to a place where people are awake, and since the
right.
owls are awake at night, they have to set up a camera, and then someone in a different time zone can observe them when it's convenient for them during the day.
Yes. That makes 100% sense.
Are there scientists that like have devoted their lives to studying owls?
Yeah, of course.
First of all, that sucks, right? Because owls stink. But second of all, do you think those people had to become nocturnal?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think owls...
If your job is every day observing owls and how they live... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you not? You're not going to be awake when they're awake?
Well, if you're observing them in a lab, you can control the time.
Maybe I'm talking about out in the wild, Tom. Oh, how do they know what owls do out in the wild? They have to observe them, right?
Yeah. I would imagine that their job is not entirely consisting of observing the owls. I think they probably occasionally observe the owls and then they go back and, you know, go over the data or something. But yes, I imagine if you were an owl.
But don't you think it would be easy if, you know, for 3 weeks they had to be on owl time and then 1 week they were going to go analyze the data, that like they would just maintain the owl hours so when they go back out into the field they could easily adjust?
I don't think it's that hard to adjust, Tim. I think you're really
going from being nocturnal to being normal. And yeah. Apologies to any nocturnal listeners we have.
Well, I'm saying also, even people that aren't nocturnal, there are plenty of people that have jobs that require overnight shifts.
I know, and they become nocturnal.
No, they don't become nocturnal. Sometimes they do the overnight shift, and then they go back to their regular, you know, being awake at during the day shift.
I don't know. People need a routine, Tom.
Not
you go crazy
scientists.
Without a routine.
Well, you could still have a routine, and it's like every Thursday we stay up late and watch the owls.
Yeah,
something different on Wednesdays.
Exactly. Do you think the Tuesday night owl guy is sharing the information with the Thursday night owl scientist?
Oh, you think
maybe
he's...
over a video conference.
Maybe. Tim, and here's some of the tips the company has. Tip number one, mute yourself when not speaking.
Hey, if this is a tip for you, Tom, I'd say mute yourself when speaking, too.
Well, that's rude, Tim. Extremely rude. I have a lot of important things to say, a lot of interesting thoughts to share. That's definitely, I think, that's a good tip, especially on very big video conferences. Like, I'm talking, I should also point out, I think all these tips and what we're talking about today is not like what me and you are doing right now, where it's a one-on-one.
Yeah, no.
We're talking about... what's the biggest video conference you've been on during all this craziness?
Probably some of the biggest in the world.
Yeah, put some numbers on this.
Yeah. Some of them were too big that they couldn't even count how many people. The computers couldn't count that high.
Really? But they could keep the streams going.
Apparently.
That's interesting. I think the biggest I've been on has been 16.
Okay, so I've been on some that have been like for work, a couple hundred people.
Yeah. What happens in the software when that happens?
I don't think you can. I think it like, becomes more of like a presentation thing, and you can.
Yeah.
The host can designate a set number of people whose cameras are viewable.
Okay.
No,
so
actually,
you're not
no.
Seeing, like,
I think no. This is a Zoom. This is a yeah. Zoom meeting, and I could unmute and mute. Maybe there's more like close to maybe 175 to 190. Yeah.
But you can't look at a view where you can see 190 people all at the same time.
It'd be insane, Tom. That would be unless it'd be like one of those things where a bunch of little pictures, when they stack them next to each other, makes another big picture.
Oh, a mosaic, it's called.
Yes. But a mosaic with photos, you know.
A photo mosaic.
Yeah, photo mosaic. Yeah. That's different than like a mosaic that is just like a bunch of like tiles.
Right. I mean, not really in a way.
But in a way, it's very different.
Well, in a way, when these pictures get small enough, they become tiles themselves.
Yeah, and that's essentially what I was saying, that if we were to stack all of those on a standard sized computer screen, they might as well be little tiles, little ceramic tiles.
Right. And have you seen that? I'm still just trying to imagine what it looks like.
Oh, wait, to answer your question, no.
Okay.
There's no way to do that. It's the same thing as like... you know, you can scroll across, like there's a lot of different boxes. And we're talking about this Zoom software. And can I say something about the Zoom software, Tom?
Of course, Tim. They're not a sponsor this week.
They're no longer a sponsor. it's way more confusing than it needs to be, right? There's a lot of settings that you can set.
Yeah, and they're not all in the same place.
Yeah, exactly. My parents want to do Zooms all the time, mm-hmm. and they called me up, and they're just like, how do we do this? And like, it's like a 15-step process to like schedule a Zoom meeting.
See, anytime I've done family calls, it's been either FaceTime, if it's just a couple of people, or it's been a House Party. Do you know about this app called House Party?
I do know about this app called House Party because my wife said that she got a notification when you like are active on House Party, and I meant to talk to you about this off air.
Yeah, well, you can tell her she should turn off that setting when you're around.
So yeah, I do know.
I don't need that lighting up, and all of a sudden, you know. No, that
now,
is
this
like...
this is Kid and Play's app.
Yes, they were VC investors in House Party early on.
I wouldn't be surprised if either Kid or Play was like a big Silicon Valley guy.
Oh yeah, I mean MC Hammer is nowadays, or he was. I don't know how true that was. Like, how much money he was actually investing, or if it was just we got MC Hammer in on our B series. Yeah, he only invested like $100, but like, isn't that funny? MC Hammer is a part of this. I think House Party is the app that they recently were like pretty honest about. Hey, a lot more people are using our app than used to. That's bad. We need people to start paying us, please. Like, here's our premium service. We're going to be legit. You don't really get that much from it. But if you're using this a lot, please consider just giving us some money.
Do you give them money?
Oh, I know. I don't. I mean, I've only used it like a couple of times. And it's like, I don't know. It's like a $15 a month thing. So it's like, I don't use it that much. But House Party is pretty easy. I don't think I've done like a family Zoom. It's more friend Zoom or business Zooms that I've done.
I do all kinds of Zooms, Tom. I basically live on Zoom. And from what I understand, it's easily hackable and anybody can see and hear anything I do all the time.
So that's the problem. Zoom's been around. Like, Zoom, people think like, you know, some people think like, oh, they came out of nowhere. Zoom's been around for like a decade. They're a publicly traded company. And kind of their whole thing early on was, we need to make video conferencing software that's easy for like, you know, somebody like Rupert Murdoch to use. Like some impossibly old executive.
Piece of shit dummy. I shouldn't say that. He's probably listening.
Along with the aliens and the astronauts. Look, we're gonna get listens up one way or another. But they made it very easy to use, and the way they did that was they kind of took a lot of security shortcuts. And one of the most infamous things they did, and this was a year or two ago, they made it, at least on Macs, if you uninstalled the software, it was like, okay, cool. You know, we'll walk you through the uninstall thing, but we're going to leave a web server running silently in the background on your computer all the time. Just in case somebody sends you a Zoom link so we can like very quickly reinstall everything for you. And you know, that is like a convenient thing, but it is obviously like just not taking somebody's security into account whatsoever. If you have an open web server running on your computer that you don't know about, there's like a huge open door for somebody, with nefarious ideas to get in there.
Yeah. Cruel intentions, maybe.
Yeah, And I mean, there was Zoom bombing was going on because you could easily just like, you know, especially nowadays, people were bored and there's a lot of Zoom calls going on. You could just like put in random numbers until you hit a number that is an active call. I mean, when we were teenagers, that is 1,000% what we would have been doing. We would have been doing that normally, let alone during a quarantine when nobody had anything to do.
I feel for the teens right now, Tom.
Oh, 100%.
So you can't mix things up, really, when you're quarantined with your parents in summer vacation.
No, and I imagine if I was a teen going through this now, like, I would have been having, like, such ridiculous screaming fights with my parents because I'd be like, it's fine. I can hang out with my friends. They don't have it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, like, you don't want to give up your summer vacation when you're a teen.
No.
And if you're a teen listening to this, this sucks for you. Because summer vacation when you're a teenager is the best your life is ever going to get. And there's only a few of them. And one of them is getting robbed this summer.
Yeah.
You are getting the rawest deal. We're all grown ups. This is fine. But, man, summertime teens, you're fucked.
I would give any amount of money to go back to just one teen summer.
And, you know,
even the ones that at the time I thought sucked.
Yeah. No, in a sec. Yeah, I'd complain about like waking up at like 9 a.m. so I could get to my job at the swimming pool where I laid on a couch all day with my friends. And then had to clock out at 6 p.m. and then do whatever I want.
Right. While getting a nice suntan.
Yeah.
And eating fast food for lunch every day. And somehow being, you know, the skinniest we ever were, like in the best shape. Yeah. I look at pictures of me as a teen sometimes. Not sometimes. I've just seen pictures. Where I'm like, God damn. I was a regular hottie. Look at that. Look at that body.
You had a goatee for some of high school.
I did have it. I mean, that's not what I look at and think like, wow, look at that.
Look at that goateed man. Is he from the Generation X?
No, but I look at pictures from when I was in high school and I was like, oh, at the time I thought like I was fat. And it's like, well, I got news for you, teen Tom. If you think that's fat, wait till you see what you look like now.
Yeah. So sorry, anyway. Teens. And sorry, parents of teens, because, like, look, these teens know what they're missing out on right now. And also, teens are freaking vicious to their parents when they don't get what they want.
Yeah. We're going to have a whole generation of virgin teens out there.
That's and these teens are going to go wild after when this thing breaks.
Yeah. So anyway, mute yourself when you're not talking on a work conference call. Because everybody knows, there's always like the person that doesn't know they're unmuted. And then you have the call where it's like, hey, could everybody check? Could everybody check they're muted? And somebody's like, yeah, well, I thought that they're talking to somebody else. It's like, hey, could everybody check that you're muted?
And so you were saying it's always a woman that forgets to mute.
That was a man's impression.
A man's Men impression of a like, woman.
I mean, if anything, Tim, that is more an indictment against you that you think just because somebody's nagging that they're a woman.
No, I was looking at you in our video chat, and you put a bow in your hair and a pretty dress on when you did that impression.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you... you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's
I
a lot of things.
Love second, and then the treasure. That's also
the
positive.
Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tim, number
Mama
two.
Mamma mia.
Tip number two. Be on time.
You are very bad at this, Tom.
Tim, you were late to this call today. Although yeah, I guess I did say this doesn't count. The etiquette rules count. Don't count for these
ones.
No,
we've had a number of friend Zooms. Mm-hmm. Anywhere from, what would you say, four participants, and what I mean by participants are internet
feeds.
Connections. Yeah, exactly. So there can be a couple people in each mm-hmm. from four to maybe 10 participants. Mm-hmm. You have like a 50% rate of being like over 10 or 15 minutes late.
Do you know why? I was late on the last one, and I emailed to tell everybody I'd be late.
We weren't checking our email. We were in a Zoom friends hang.
Well, yeah, I emailed.
We were enjoying our friend's company.
2 minutes before it started.
Yeah, we were booting up our Zooms, man.
Booting up our computers, swapping out the disk, getting the operating system going. The reason I was late was because the other day I accidentally left the cover of my ice cream maker on the oven and it melted.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the only way to get the ice cream maker to work now is that you have to stand there and hold it. While the
you're
going
to say you had to put your computer on top of it. And that's
no.
Your computer is in use.
No, and it just makes a very annoying sound. So I had to stand there for 20 minutes holding it to make the ice cream.
So you were late to an appointment because you were making ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, that's a hell of a reason.
Yeah. I mean, in this current time, that's like as legit as anything else.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Number three, ensure your technology works correctly.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like everybody's technology works pretty correctly nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless something's like seriously wrong with like their camera's broken or their microphone doesn't work or something. Everything pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, that's works. Why I like doing it from my iPad more, because it's like, oh, I know that it's just going to work. Like, I'm not going to have to download camera drivers or select a different audio source. It's just going to work. However, the bad thing with iPads and iPhones is you're either in
They're
portrait
mode.
They're made
with underpaid, almost slave labor.
You either have to do it in portrait mode, which is fine for a one-on-one like FaceTime call. But if you're with a group, you want to turn it sideways so that you get the most angles. But then the camera is on the side. So the entire time you're on the call, it looks like you're looking at something else.
Hmm.
They got to start putting these cameras behind the screens.
First of all, no. But second of all, the eye contact thing, I don't need eye contact on a Zoom call.
I don't need it either, but when it's on the side, it looks like somebody's looking at something else.
Well, are you looking into the camera when you talk?
Yes, Tim. I'm always looking into the camera talking.
Oh, I see. I see. So it would be easier. Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, right now, honestly, like we're talking, but the iPad is like a further away than it normally would be. So it's probably not as off-putting.
Right.
But yeah.
I mean, I don't like when I can, when people look me in the eye, and I don't like looking people in the eyes. So.
Well, you're a coward. You're a famously a huge coward.
I'm shy. I'm a shy guy.
Number four, use tech. What the hell does this mean? Use technology to fully engage remote participants. This is some real corporate speak here going on.
This is the owl people that are telling you this? Yeah.
And then number five is choose the proper software and hardware. Well, no shit. Don't try and do it on your toaster. That's not the right hardware. Use the right hardware and software. So I'm going to skip to number six.
Hold on. What does use technology to fully engage remote participants mean?
That's what I'm saying. I think it just means video conferencing.
There's two paragraphs after this. Did you not read the Owl Labs?
No, Tim, I used the bullet points.
Oh, jeez.
What did they say? What's so interesting?
Use a camera and microphone and a speaker.
Yeah, no shit.
Wait, there's a meeting owl, which is a device. It's a 360 degree camera.
Oh, like owls, they can turn their heads that much.
Hmm. Yeah, this basically just says buy our weird webcam.
No. And did they even study owls?
I don't know. I don't even see a picture of an owl on this whole site. There's a picture of a lady on the top and a turtleneck.
Okay. Well, if anything, she should be wearing an owl neck.
Yeah.
That way she could turn her head 360 degrees.
Tom, I just want to clarify something. MC Hammer did invest in some startups. He focused on minority entrepreneurs. And the Wall Street Journal back in 2011, their headline was MC Hammer to minority and entrepreneurs, quote, let's get it started.
That's not his song.
So apparently, whoever wrote the headline just, you know, went deep into MC Hammer's discography because Let's Get It Started was, but it was from
an
before.
Album track.
It was 2 years before. Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him, which had You Can't Touch This on it.
Yeah.
So it was like pre-fame MC Hammer.
Oh, I think they were some, just like MC Hammer hipster. Like, oh no, I was into MC Hammer from before that album.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, you didn't buy Bleach when it came out? You just bought Nevermind? Oh. That type of person, but for MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Wear work appropriate clothing is number six.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, what is work appropriate clothing at this
point?
Depends
on your job.
But like, I don't know. Is anybody going to get dinged at this point for wearing a hoodie and like a baseball cap? Anybody going to be like,
I don't think so. However, I've had calls with people that I am paying, not sex, not a sex thing.
Well, it's cyber sex, right?
Where I've been like, really? You're just like, you know, dressing down. Like, come on.
Did you give them a dressing down?
No, I didn't give them a dressing down. But I think one of the important things during this time is to still like shower and get dressed and everything.
Hey Tom, you ever hear of freaking self-care?
Yeah.
How dare you?
That's what I'm talking
tell
about.
Someone
doing self-care.
Not to practice self-care. Maybe self-care to you is taking a shower. Self-care to somebody else might be wearing their favorite
might
sweatshirt.
Might be not taking a shower.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, not taking a shower is self-care.
I hate
self-care just means doing whatever you want, right?
Yeah, I think so, regardless of the consequences for others.
Yeah.
Number seven.
So these people that that dress inappropriately, men or women generally?
What?
In your experience,
this is a trap. This is some kind of a trap. No, there was a story.
I don't think anybody can prescribe what people should be wearing in any situation.
There was a story recently about because like courts are doing video conferencing, that mm-hmm. like some judge or whatever flipped out because they had one lawyer who like took the call from their bed. And then another lawyer, a male lawyer, who was on the call not wearing a shirt.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's like, come on. You gotta put in, you don't necessarily have to put in a ton of effort, but pretend you're seeing somebody in person. Put in that amount of effort.
Yeah. Lawyers really run the gamut from like smart to really dumb, huh?
To just total scumbags.
Yeah. Much like astronauts, they run the gamut. Some are heroes, some are scum.
Number seven, frame the camera appropriately.
Mm-hmm. That's that fine. Also,
yeah.
Actually, I do a bad job of it on our video calls, Tom.
Yeah, you're always like in the bottom of the frame and you get up and you walk around.
Yeah, so what?
So what? It's unprofessional.
I do my best thinking when I'm pacing.
Have your number eight, have the right light. I don't know if you noticed, but I closed the curtain here, Tim, because it was too bright.
Hmm.
So you could see me better.
What do you make
a professional?
What do you make of these people who are ordering kind of the Instagram influencer kits of like ring lights and stuff to make them look better on video conferencing?
I think that's fine. I mean, how is that any different than like, you know, clothes or makeup or haircuts to make yourself look better?
Yeah, no, I think it's fine too. I was thinking of getting a ring light and start and becoming an influencer, Tom.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind you.
I'd like to influence people. I think people would be influenced by me if I looked good enough, if I had the right lighting.
I don't think lighting would be enough to convince people to listen to
you.
I'd
like to be a bad influencer. I'll be someone that like people are who are like, I'm following what he says and it's bad advice. I'm gonna get in trouble.
Eat more donuts and smoke cigarettes. He's a bad influence.
Yeah. But they'll be like, but he's cool. Mom, you don't understand. He's cool.
She'd be like, he's not even smoking real cigarettes. That's just an Instagram filter to make it look that way. Number eight, nine, look into the camera. We already talked about that. Number 10, pay attention. That's one for you. I found these. Yeah. You don't pay attention when we're doing these sometimes.
What do you mean?
You get bored and you go lay down.
Yeah, I get bored when you start talking about aliens and you have nothing to say about them.
What can I say about them?
Oh, there are aliens in Brazil. Cool, what else?
I wish I had more to say about them, Tim, but the goddamn government won't let me. I mean, they won't let me know. If I know I'm going to say something, that goes without saying, but I said it. I found these other weird advice things. One was keep your body movements as minimal as possible.
Why is that? So people can get a good read on you?
I think that might be from
paying attention, but that doesn't extend to don't yawn in the microphone.
I didn't.
It's your turn
yawn
to talk.
That was a soundboard thing. I think. I think that's like a throwback when like video was more compressed. If you moved around too much, people wouldn't have the bandwidth to view it properly.
If you want to see what it looks like when I'm not paying attention, Tom, you just wait.
Well, What a great threat for our listeners to hear. What else do I have in here? If it's your meeting, I have a note here. If it's your own meeting, be on goddamn time. I've had a few of these where it's like somebody else is hosting and they're late. Don't be late to your own meeting.
The worst is when you're stuck in a waiting room, when they're like, exactly. They'll let you in. Fuck you, let me in. It's 1:30, I'm here.
Well, and it feels
I got nowhere
like
else to go.
It feels like a power move when people do that.
Yeah. Well,
being yourself during such meetings is important. Always relax and try to have fun. Engage your audience as much as possible. Perhaps you break the silence with a cracking joke that makes them laugh and so on. Remember, the more jokes you interject, the more your audience will pay attention and stay focused in what you are delivering.
Wait, this is from the Owls?
No, it's from a different website.
You can't just read other people's content, Tom.
Well, this was like a bad website, so I can just read it.
It was a white supremacist website. It was you don't want to give them...
EZTalks.com. EZZTalks.com. I've been getting pretty good at ventriloquism while I'm on these calls. Because what I'll do sometimes, if I'm on a call with like my girlfriend, I'll mute it and then I'll do like a ventriloquist. I'll be like, "Hey, do you want to get off this call pretty soon?" And nobody can see my lips moving. Sometimes I even do it while I'm drinking water, so people are even less suspicious.
So your girlfriend is with you. When you're yes. doing that, it sounded like you were video conferencing with her and you put it on mute. It's like, well, so she can't hear it because you're muted and your lips aren't moving. Who are you impressing here?
I put it on mute and then I have the ventriloquist dummy talk to me and say, "Hey, you want to get off this call pretty soon?"
You know what? I do appreciate being on a call with you, Tom, a large friend chat, because you're easily bored. And so like you're always the first one to be like, "Okay, enough, I'm done. Bye everybody." And then that frees everybody up to be like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go too."
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be the asshole who breaks
ends
up
everything.
The party.
Yeah.
But you're willing to be the asshole in most situations.
But am I the asshole or am I the hero, according to
you? No, you're consistently an asshole in most situations. Sometimes it's
beneficial.
It has positive effects for others.
Look, I did it the other night. We were on the call for 2 hours. Enough is enough.
I know. I felt the same way. We did stay on after you left, though.
Oh, and talked about me?
No, everybody left. It was weird. We had a this is a new segment called Tim and Tom just catch up about what happened the night before. We had a bunch of people on. It was like, I think there was like 7 or 8 boxes on the screen at one point.
Yeah.
And then everybody left except for 3 boxes, Tom. And you would never guess the 3 people that were left.
You and your wife.
Mm-hmm.
AJ and his wife. And Christine.
Okay, well, that was exactly right.
All right, do you want to solve a problem?
Sure. Wait, can I say one more thing? Oh, no, I just said the thing that I was going to say. Hello, and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
And we're going to solve a problem. Was that radio delay or were you like yawning or something?
No, maybe it was radio delay. On my end, I just saw you staring at me for like 3 seconds like I was supposed to say something.
Yeah, you were supposed to say your name.
I did. I said Tom and I'm Tom. Did you not hear that part?
I heard you say it. Look, this quarantine is really getting to us. Oh, brother. If you'd like us to solve a problem of yours, you can email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom,
mm-hmm.
This one comes from a guy named Joe. Not a lady named Joe, like from the facts of life.
Right.
A man. Hey, Tim and Tom, you can use my name. I've got a problem concerning flies I would like to get some help with.
Okay.
I'm a university student in Bristol, UK, and in the past couple weeks, there has been a plague of flies sweeping across the city. You read about this on the news, Tom?
No, I haven't.
I heard about a plague in the news. I didn't realize it was this. I share a flat with my mates, and our living room / kitchen area has become completely infested. There's one large window to this room, but we have to keep it open most of the time because it gets so hot inside.
Yeah.
It means that it is a complete nightmare to be in our only communal room, and obviously it makes cooking anything a way more frustrating process. Obviously, this problem is enhanced by the fact that we can hardly leave our bloody flat at the moment.
Mm.
Hardly leave our bloody flat.
Perfect. Indistinguishable from an Englishman.
We have, quote, declared war, end quote, on these flies multiple times, but no matter how many we get rid of, their population bounces back pretty quickly. Not sure what we can do other than investing in a mosquito net for our window.
I mean,
the guy just invented screens.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a screen for the window. That's a thing.
Well, we'll get to that. Also, admittedly, as students, we don't live in the cleanest environment naturally, but this fly problem is an actual thing for our area. It was in the news and everything. So even when everything's clean here, the flies remain. Would love to hear your advice. Longtime listener of the show. Keep it up. We love it. Joe.
From Bristol.
From Bristol.
When flies get into my apartment, it's always like a real bonding experience from between me and my dog Ginger, because we both hate flies and we're both like on the case to catch the fly. She wants to catch the fly with her mouth usually. But
that's fine. She probably eats so many bugs that you don't even know about.
That's fine. I don't care if she eats bugs.
She tells me about it.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm feeding her horse meat all the time, so it's fine. I recently threw out my fly swatter because I figured I didn't need it anymore.
Tom, I've been in your home.
I know, Tim. An act of ultimate hubris.
But you also have technology from 15 years ago that is obsolete and unnecessary, and you hold on to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You have magazines from 4 years ago.
Look, I wasn't using the fly swatter, and I got rid of it, and then I desperately needed it the other day. But guess what? A magazine stood in place for it. No problem.
Did you get the fly?
Yeah, I got the fly. Actually, I'm rewriting history. My girlfriend opened the window and it flew out as I was running around trying to kill it with a magazine.
Yeah. You were ragging on Joe earlier because of he hasn't gotten a screen.
Yeah.
I know in my apartment, my windows are oddly shaped or oddly sized. They're they're rectangles. That there are no
oval windows or anything.
There are no standard screens. So we've looked into it, but you need to get like custom screens made for our windows.
Yeah.
And I figure Bristol probably has a lot of custom screen situations. But these guys are but poor university students. They can't go. And at this in the world right now, do you think the custom screen makers are like, okay, we'll get right on it?
Probably, because making a screen is probably a one person job.
You don't know.
No, I don't know. But also, I feel like in England, I've never seen two windows that were the same size. I think all the screens there are custom.
I don't think I've ever seen a screen in a window in the UK.
No, and I've never been able to keep a window up in any place.
Yeah, and everything's made of stone.
Yeah. Everything's way too old. And then people always tell us, they're like, Oi, I went to Boston and they were telling me about something that's old and it's not as old as my flat that I live in. It's like, all right, fine. Guess what? We have air conditioning though.
Yeah.
It's a trade-off.
We don't have plagues of flies. We're right. Just harder hit than any other country on earth with an actual plague.
I would say that, I don't know, if you got a bunch of flatmates, you can all go in together on a screen. You don't have to get screens for every window. Just get screens for one window. And honestly, if this place is like a shithole anyway, go ahead and get a mosquito net and just, you know, tape that to the window. That sounds like it would be better than the situation you're currently living in.
Mm-hmm. Hell. This sounds like hell.
Also, get some fly paper. That stuff works great. It's disgusting. It's so gross, but it'll work. You can also get one of those electric fly swatters. Those things look pretty neat.
Those are ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll take advantage of the situation. Have some fun.
What does it do? It just like goes on a hinge and just goes like whap 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 whap.
No, goddamn, no, Tim, you idiot! It's not a mechanized fly swatter. It looks like a fly swatter, but the grid that normally you would have to like get a fly between a surface and that grid is electrified. It's like a big electric fence. So all you have to do is touch the fly with it.
He and his mates would be using it on each other all the time.
That's fun. That's just mates horsing around.
Yeah. Remember when you had that lighter that gave people shocks?
Yeah, an electrocuting lighter. God, that was one of the best things I ever owned.
Yeah. Do you still have that?
I used it so much it broke. No, it wore out. And that I had bought in Thailand. And I think it was like, you know, the type of thing they couldn't make and sell in America. It was a very strong shock it would give you.
Yeah. But boy,
what a great shocking device, because you think about a lighter. Somebody's going to grip a lighter pretty hard.
You can't make a light unless you get a grip on it.
And this one, it would activate when you press the button, and it would light. So you could even, this thing was great. I got to get another one, because there was a switch underneath where you could turn it off. So you could use, I mean, I didn't smoke, but like you could theoretically use it to light your own cigarette. And then somebody would be like, hey, can I have a light? And you could very discreetly flip the switch. These people would have no suspicion whatsoever that they were about to be dangerously electrocuted.
Yeah, I saw you get some people pretty bad with that thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Once everything opens back up again, I'm getting an electric lighter.
All right, Joe, that's our advice.
Get an electric lighter, too. That'll help pass the time.
Yeah, and you can burn the flies.
And you can electrocute them.
Yeah. Flies are okay, right?
Like, what do you mean they're okay?
I mean, they're okay to kill. People won't be let them out.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the advantage to the electric fly swatter is you're not smashing the fly, so it's not as gross.
Right.
You know, sometimes you smash the fly and it's like, cool, now there's a streak of blood on my wall.
I like that Joe describes we have declared war on these flies multiple times. That I just picture like him and five of his mates all uh-huh. in a tiny roasting hot apartment, just going nuts, killing hundreds of flies, just running around screaming with their shirts off, just not really making any progress, and then collapsing into a big oafish heap on the floor.
Making progress, but then turning a blind eye to the flies coming back in and slowly building back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, or just live with it or move.
Get a mosquito net and get an electric fly swatter and an electric lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved.
And a taser.
That's a little dangerous, because all those blokes, Tim, they're going to be shocking themselves, shocking each other. You don't need that. Just stick with the electric lighter. That's fine. It's not meant to incapacitate somebody. It's just meant to hurt them.
Remember that game that you had also? Was that you who had it?
Yeah. I had a bunch of, I went through a phase where I had a bunch of really good electric shocking devices.
Yeah. There was a game where there were like four or five little nodes coming off this thing, and everybody would hold on to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Russian roulette.
You'd have to pinch it between two fingers. Yeah, and it had a few different games you could play, but one was just lights, and it was just Russian roulette, where the lights would go around and pick somebody at random to shock them. But the great thing about it was the thing had like a press activation, so if somebody let go prematurely, it would shock them. So it's like, you have to like hold on to it as tight as you can. That's your only chance at not getting shocked. If you flinch and let go, you are going to get shocked. What a great game. That game I do have somewhere. I will find that. Tim, once this quarantine's over, yeah, we're going to really mix it up with all these shocking devices. We're going to get thrown out of the first bar we all go to.
I look forward to it.
from people screaming.
If you like the show, be our friend on Facebook. Wait, no, don't do that. Go to tcgte.com for more information. You do this part, Tom.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim.
You can follow our Complete Guide Instagram at TCGTE. You can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/Complete Guide for our secondary show, Books the Podcast. This week, we are finishing up 80 Days Around the World. Around the World in 80 Days is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
By Jules Verne himself. Yeah, great book. I really enjoyed it. I'm excited to tell you, Tim, how it all turns out in the end, if they make it or not. You can also check out our reddit.com/r/TCGTE.
And say nice things about us there.
Our Discord server, which is Complete Guide for chatting. I popped in there the other day and people were chatting it up. It was nice.
Yeah, I pop in once in a while. I always forget about that because I'm not a gamer.
Right.
But you don't need to be a gamer to chat
it's for
on
everybody.
Discord.
Yeah. It's a very welcoming community.
Yeah. We are still trying to figure out a video thing that we can do that'll be fun. Are we going to try to be commentators on the Korean baseball game?
Korean baseball, yeah. Okay. Well, so I found out that the Korean baseball organization has official Twitch channels. So where they broadcast the games live. So we could actually do it, probably not live. The games happen at like 4:30 in the morning American time. But it's like they have the replay, so it's like an easily accessible. We'll figure out something where you can like synchronize us calling the game with the actual footage.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll just broadcast it. How much trouble can we get in? They can't extradite us to Korea, can they? Not now.
They wouldn't want us going there.
Exactly. So maybe we'll just break Korean copyright laws in some way.
Into it.
All right. Well, yeah, that's it. That's all.
Keep zooming and, I don't know. Call your loved ones.
Wow.
Right? So ending on a poignant note.
Very poignant.
Maybe Zoom with them. Do a video conference with them. But dress appropriately, otherwise Tom will get mad.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.